Welcome back, folks, to the Bluegrass Cafe stage. You're in for a treat here. We have some folks who have been recently nominated for the 2007 International Bluegrass Music Association Award for Instrumental Album of the Year.
These monitors are good.
Yeah. So, Nashville, when's the award ceremony? When do we know?
Well, we figured it out here in early October. We did not win, but...
But you were nominated, and that
yeah,
is...
Yeah, we got the nomination, and thank you, everybody. It was a real experience, and we really enjoyed ourselves. Went up against Ricky Skaggs and Tony Trischka and Vince Gilfiller.
That's some good company, sir. Acoustic Rising. Check it out at the festival tent. Let's hear it for Mark Johnson and Emery Lester.
All right. Thank you. 3, 4... Thank you. I'm not hearing him in my mind.
Okay, we can do that.
Can you bring your mic up? Can you bring your mic up a little closer?
What's this now? This is going to be a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah. Let me hear it right now. Yeah, that's better. I'm here. All right, everybody. This next tune is a tune off of our acoustic campaign album, it's called Jerusalem Ridge. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you very much. Good to be here at the River Hawk Festival again and join you again on a Saturday. And this is our final stage show. We got some workshops to do, and we might make a surprise guest appearance on one of the other band's shows here later on, so we might tell you about that a little later on. But anyway, it's fun to sit here and play with Mr. Mark Johnson here. Give him a big hand on the...
And I'd like to say it's fun to sit here and play with this guy. We're celebrating 9 years together, picking and recording together. Emery Lester.
All right. Thank you.
This next tune we're going to do is off our new album, the one that got us up to Nashville, Acoustic Rising. It's a tune called A Girl from the North Country Fair. One,
country fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderline. Remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. Well, if you're growing in that snow-filled storm, where the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me she has a cold soul from the howling wind. Well, if you're traveling in that North Country Fair, where the wind blows cold on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine.
We've had a request to do this. We've done this. We did this song yesterday, and it's a tune that was recorded by Tony Rice, a friend of ours. And this is an instrumental version of that same tune. And of course, we're both sort of history nuts and all those Civil War things and stuff. This is a song about John Wilkes Booth, written by Mary Chapin Carpenter and played on the banjo by Mark Johnson. And we're going to do a version of that again for you right now, from the Acoustic Rising CD.
Mm-hmm.
all that inlay on that banjo, and it's kind of makes it hard to tune. I don't know.
Gets in the way of the tuning.
Mark Johnson there. Thank you very much. We do a lot of different tunes from different sources, and we listen to a lot of different music to try to fit some of these tunes into our style. And this is a song that I've loved for a long, long time, sang by a fella by the name of Archie Fisher. Beautiful tune about a place overseas. It's over in England, Wales, type of UK area, and it's a song that he's real passionate about, and we love the song, and we recorded it on our last CD as well. It's called Ashfields and Brine.
Cinders and seas. some has grown far from ash fields and grime. Turn till the north wind's cold to your face. Ask and you'll find a calm, peaceful place, a clear running stream and a forest of pine, a morning for dreams and an evening for wine, far from ash fields and brine.
Of course, I've made a career out of playing this mandolin, and it's fun to play some nice tunes on the guitar too with Mark. But once in a while, we do the old front porch thing and just try to go at it here and see how it comes out. So this is a neat tune, one of the first ones we played together, as a matter of fact.
I do believe so, 9 years ago.
And it's never the same every time we play it. It could just be different altogether.
We want some interpretive dancers right up in here. You, with the glasses, yes, you'll do. And you, Pam.
We just see they're itching to come up and dance. But just you got to wait till we start.
Okay, one,
Angeline the Baker. Yeah,
one,
brother.
Two. Emery Lester on the mandolin.
Thank you.
Woo!
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah, we're gonna have another banjo. I change banjos like I change shirts. It's like.
Nice shirt.
Thank you. Thanks to Deering Banjos. Oh my God. These folks give me these things. These things are exquisite instruments.
They're all over his floor at home. There's banjos. You got to step over them, and there's one in the bathroom, and it just. They're all tuned differently too. He has tunings and capos and contraptions. And Earl Scruggs has signed every one of them too. I don't.
Yeah, this one's got Earl's name and Louise Scruggs' name too. That was the hard one to get.
There you go. We did this tune last night. It's off our last CD as well. It's another one of those tunes that I come across up in Canada. I'm originally from Northern Virginia, born and raised, spent most of my life there, and moved to Canada last, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, so I'm not Canadian, but I do live up there, just to set the record straight. I'm one of you guys. And that's okay. You like Canadians? Well, that's good. Well, I guess around Buffalo they don't right now because of all the different value of the dollar and the shopping and stuff, and they're all coming down to shop, and I don't know, that's sort of the news story, but anyway, it's they're down buying mandolins, that's what they're doing, yeah, that's it. No mandolins in Buffalo right now, they're all gone. Here's a song about Clydesdale horses here and someone that misses them very much. It's called Den Bray. Come along, ye old plowman, and listen to my tale. As you sit around the table, drinking your ale, and I'll take you all back to a far distant day, when I drove the last Clydesdales to work on Den Bray. They were two bonny blacks, white faces and feet. In the country around, they could never be beat. Though you'd look far and wide between the four and the ten, for to match my two Clydesdales, the pride of Den Bray. Now the years they wear on, and the winters grow cold, and horses like men can do not but grow old. But my memories are with them, though I'm far away, when I drove the last Clydesdales to work on Den Bray. They were two bonny Clydesdales, the pride of Den Bray.
Thank
Den Bray. Thank you. Here's another neat tune that Mark picks called The Big Sciota.
Hit it there, bro.
Emery Lester on the guitar, boy. Got the rhythm.
Big Sciota. What's that last chord you hit again there?
It's not a old-time chord. It's a...
That's not allowed in bluegrass.
I know I got called a heretic about 20 years ago, and it's been remained ever since.
One more? Oh, okay. They're giving us the one more sign. All right. Well, in that case, we will just... pick all the notes we know all at once and just spill them all out all over the place and go from there. But anyway, I want to thank Mitch Lind and everybody here at the Riverhawk Festival for having us this weekend to join you, and it's our pleasure to be here. We appreciate that. We're getting to know this place.
Absolutely.
Real good. Good to see all your friends out there, people we recognize, and it's great to spend time with you down here. We'll do one more tune and just play the heck out of that thing.
And that thing.
That thing. All right, well, stay tuned for a lot of great music coming up. There's some awesome stuff coming up. But enjoy your day here, and it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Yep.
See you folks later.
3, 4. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Enjoyed playing for you. We love you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you guys so much. That was wonderful. I know why you won that wonderful nomination.